Lloyd, we are beginning a new round of outreach collections for this month, and to tell us where our collections will be going for the next few weeks is John Sanders, former member of our congregation, president of our district, and all kinds of other things I could go on with, but I'm just going to let you come on.
I'm not a former member of the congregation, I'm still a member.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find that. I meant former president of the congregation.
Our district's extension committee supports newly formed congregations and small fellowships who are growing so fast that they're bursting their seams. The primary vehicle for this support is the Chalice Lighter program. Chalice Lighter grants are awarded to help build stronger congregations and contribute to their growth. Most of these grants go to help new, small, rapidly growing congregations to get past some hurdle that impedes their further growth. Such grants are usually given for startup activities, short-term ministerial needs, and other one-time costs associated with growth. Donations to Chalice Lighters are solicited each year, and the resulting fund provides grants for projects that contribute to the growth of UUism within the district. The primary source of these donations are from individual Chalice Lighters who agree to donate $15 or more twice a year, once for each of the two grants that are awarded each year. Other contributions come from churches like ours who make this a part of their outreach to fellow UUs. Although this is organized through the district, it's important to realize that there are no district funds involved. This is not district funding or some clever way to send more of your money to support the district. This program of helping our sister congregations is entirely funded by individuals like you, and by congregations like ours. This money is going to help the most inspiring and deserving groups of UUs you'll ever encounter. They have nothing, or almost nothing. It's hard for somebody in our congregation to imagine what life is like for small churches like these, because we have so much here. We have this beautiful building, this gorgeous sanctuary where we can gather and worship. They have to borrow or rent a room in their library or a classroom in their school. So everything has to be packed up in boxes after the service and put away, and then unpacked and arranged before the next one. We have a fantastic RE program that draws in parents who want a balanced religious education for their children. And the children have RE rooms to go to, one room per grade, and enough resources to work with in their classes. And we have a youth program that draws teenagers from all over the Nashua area. Imagine trying to organize an RE program when each Sunday you have no idea how many children will show up. Some weeks there's only one child. In other weeks there may be 16. And as for a youth program, how do you set up a youth program for one or two teenagers? We have a minister, a terrific one, who's been here for 20 years, and a great minister before that who was here for 30 years. But if you've only got 35 or 50 members, you can't afford to support a minister. You need 60 members before you can even barely support a half-time minister. You need 120 members. Support a full-time one. We have paid staff. Everything in a small church is done by volunteers who have to make a living some other way and don't have a limited amount of time that they can provide. We have an organ, four pianos, a great music director, and a 30-person choir to enhance our services with music. But if you're borrowing a room with no piano, then somebody has to bring in their guitar or their boombox, or everybody sings a cappella. We have an endowment that we have to learn to reduce our dependency on. but one that provides a safety net to cushion any bumps in our road. A small growing congregation, of course, has no endowment, no cushion like that. They have to live from one collection to the next. We have so much, and they have so little. And yet these small churches are some of the most vibrant, dynamic places you'll ever find. If you're lucky enough to visit one, you'll come away charged up, newly excited about the promise of Unitarian Universalism. These are some of the fastest growing UU churches. They're located in sometimes sparsely populated areas, but still act like UU magnets, attracting those who never knew they were UU, attracting soul searchers looking for a spiritual home, attracting parents looking for a religious grounding for their children, attracting people just like you. These churches are reaching out to people just like you to help them find what you found here. And you can help them do that by contributing to Chalice Life.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much. So as we receive our outreach collection this morning, please be mindful of what John has told us about the way we can extend the resources we're fortunate here to other churches in our district. Also, to reiterate what Laurie said earlier, if you have any way you'd like to be involved on any of the things on that little green sheet of your program, order of service, please fill that out and put it in the basket as well. Let us receive our outreach collection.